Welcome to Liberté, Galité, Fraternité and all that, a podcast about current affairs, foreign policy, politics, and governments behaving badly. Well, it's official. Donald Trump has slunk away to Mar-a-Lago. Joe Biden is president. Kamala Harris is vice president. And Joe Biden just gave a brilliant inaugural address that tore apart the heart of what Trumpism stands for. Given that he's banned from Twitter, we will not be able to hear Donald Trump's teeth gnashing and tantrums as Joe Biden basically tore his presidency to shreds in his inaugural address. But that is not why I'm doing this episode today, because I want to do this episode to highlight one of the most beautiful phrases that you will hear on this wonderful inauguration day, 2021. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. Election night was very disappointing for Democrats. Of course, Trump managing to turn out his base in higher numbers meant that election night carried on through the night. The expected gains in Texas and hoped for gains in Iowa and Ohio did not happen. But what was most dispiriting was with all these Senate seats up for grabs, the Democrats appear to have struck out in every single one. Susan Collins' victory, one of the only cases where a party held on to a Senate seat as the other party won it for the presidency, was a shock. The Cal Cunningham sexual affair did not help in North Carolina, but across the board, Republican congressional candidates generally did better than Donald Trump. And as a result, the hope for pickup opportunities in Iowa, Carolina, Maine just did not happen. And even Montana, which was a long shot. And that left Georgia, which Joe Biden narrowly carried, but on election night, it was again a long shot because the Republicans ran ahead of the Democratic candidates. But here we can give a giant assist to Donald Trump, who in his particular brand of grievance and idiocy refused to concede and possibly helped get the Democratic base excited. And the Democrats then pulled off on January 5th, the day before Trump's attempted coup, pulled off the upset and won, not one, but two, both Georgia Senate seats. And as a result, you have a 50-50 Senate with Kamala Harris being the tiebreaker vote. And for the first time since Jim Jeffords switching parties in 2001, you have a 50-50 Senate, but in this case, actually, that was a 50-50 Senate the other way, but the Democrats then got control. But you have a 50-50 Senate with the Democrats having the majority. This is a really odd world where 4 years ago, if you had, I saw this comment on Twitter, and I have to agree with it. Who would have thought that the Democrat path to a majority included holding both Senate seats in Georgia and in Arizona? Stranger things, it's a sign of a new alignment in some ways in the South and the Sun Belt, as more voters from Democratic areas in the North move South and the suburbs turn on the GOP for being batshit crazy. But that is what has happened. The Democrats had 50 seats. Of course, it was not official because the senators have to be certified and the new senators have to take office, and we had to wait until election day, until inauguration day, until that process was completed. So we actually now have three new senators. We have John Ossoff, who at age 33 becomes the youngest Democratic senator since Joe Biden, who actually was elected before he turned 30. The legal age for being senator could not take over until his 30th birthday. Reverend Raphael Warnock from Georgia. And again, you have, because Kamala Harris is stepping down from California, you have Alex Padilla, the former outgoing Secretary of State for California, who has been nominated by Governor Gavin Newsom as the new senator. Well, in any case, it is official. Georgia certified the results yesterday, and Kamala Harris stepped down as senator yesterday, and Alex Padilla could immediately step in. And so today, as the Senate convened, the three senators have been sworn in. Mitch McConnell, the man who turned the Senate into a place where legislation went to die, is no longer majority leader. He's minority leader. Now, a lot of the Democratic agenda depends on Joe Manchin. You will not get the great institutional reforms that you could have, that Democrats dreamed of. DC sadly will not become a state as it should. Voting Rights Act probably will not pass. But it also means that Joe Biden will be able to get his judges confirmed. He'll be able to get his cabinet confirmed. The Republicans will not be able to block Neera Tanden from her post managing the budget because she sent mean tweets that hurt their delicate little feelings. And Mitch McConnell's attempt to sabotage the economy and the Joe Biden agenda just got harder because the Democrats have also learned from the Obama years. They're not going to put themselves into an austerity trap. They know there's a recession. They need to make people's lives better before they then start cutting expenses after the economy picks up. So this brings me back to the original title of this podcast. It is a beautiful feeling. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, where, yes, they will have 50-50 representation in the committees, but the Democrats effectively control the committees because a tie vote in the committee means legislation and nominations advance. So the obstructionists in the GOP side have a much harder task, and this gives Joe Biden a chance to actually get stuff done for the American people instead of GOP donors. So in addition to seeing the end of the Donald Trump presidency, today's another great day because, again, this is a beautiful phrase. I'm going to repeat it a lot. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. That's it for now, and I will see you soon.